So Mavoyin the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis that a person could give a esek b'matana menas lahachzer, and his friend could be yotze with that. You give him the esek, he picks it up, he's magbiyat, it, and he's yotze as long as he ends up giving it back, and he's mekayim the tnai of a menas lahachzer. The Achadim are bothered with a very stark kasha over there. How does matana menas lahachzer help a esek? When you pick up the esek, it's not yours, it's not lachem. The then is you have to lekachem lachem, you have to take an esek which is yours, so it's not yet yours. When does it become your esek? Only once you make biyad and you make the kinyan, then it becomes yours. But at that point, you already did the lekicha. So it comes out that when you did the lekicha on an esek which is not yours. It only became yours after the lekicha is finished. So how could you be ever yaitse in the mitzvah of esek with a matana menas lahachzer? L'chayy, you did not do a lekicha on an esek which is lachem, an esek which is yours. And I thought that maybe you could answer this up the suffix of the Binyan Shlomo that we mentioned earlier. What's a din if a person takes his Dal Minim before Alaysa Shachar, before the Zman, and he holds it in his hands, and then he keeps on holding it through after the Zman of Alaysa Shachar till the Zman of Netilas Ulav? Are you Yaitza with that or not? And what's the Shaila? So he's Mazbe, the Shaila is, what is the aside of the mitzvah of Netilas Ulav? Does Lakach Demachem mean to do a Maisa Lakicha, to take it from the table into your hands, or does it mean to hold it in your hands? Maybe Lakach Dem just means it should be in your hands. So if it's a Maisa Lakicha, over here the Maisa Lakicha was done before Alaysa Shachar, and it's not going to work. But if it's just Lakach Dem just means it should be in your hands, then you're Mekayim the mitzvah, even though you took it before Alaysa Shachar, but as long as it's in your hands after Alaysa Shachar, the being in your hands is a Lakicha, and you can be Yaitza with that. That's the Safak the Binyan Shlomo. So if you hold like the second Sad, the Lakicha doesn't mean to take it, but it means to just be in your hands, and Lachar, that would be a Teretz in this Kasha, that even though at the time of the Lakicha it wasn't Lachem, but once you took it, now it became Lachem, and now it's in your hands, and the being in your hands is a Lakicha, and Mimele, you can be Yaitza with that, even though B'shas HaHagbah, B'shas Lakicha, it was not yet yours. And that could be a teretz lefi that sad of the Binyan Shlomo, which is really good for what the Achronim, the Meshav Davar, and the Berkur Yaakov are coming to prove from this kasha. But lechay, that could be a mahalach. It's going to be tzarichin again on Bisal Salanta. Bisal Salanta nemdan that the mitzvah is the lekicha, not being in your hands, and therefore he said you're not going to be yotze if you pick it up before Alaysa Shachar. So lefi him will be hadikush leduchta. How could he be yotze esek b'matam and asla hachzir if during the time of the lekicha, which is the ikar mitzvah lefi him, it's not yet yours, and that's a ha'ar on misal solanter. There is another mahalach that Achanim say that they want to answer that maybe it works over midin ban ka'achas, just like we say gita v'yada ban ka'achas, the famous kasha, how could you give a get to an isha? She needs a yad to be mekabel the get, but she doesn't have a yad until she gets the get. So how does it start? It's a catch 22. So Achanim say, the Gemara says that there's a musik of gita v'yada ban ka'achas, that she gets her yad, and they get at the same time. When you give her a get, that itself gives her a yad. We say ban kachas, and it works. So Mela Huadin over here, you could say that the kinin of the lulav and the maisa natila are ban kachas. With the hagbah, you both get the lulav, it becomes yours, and you mekayim the natila, and that's a gather of ban kachas. That's what Achanim want to say, and that could be a hasbah for Bissal Salanter, but I thought, Lachar, that's not so pashut, because it's a dua that the Ksar Sachayshin and Simon Reish is very bothered with the musik of ban kachas by get. How does it work? Lachar, it's keneged asvara. You know, you can't just say ban kachas. At the end of the day, you need the yad to get the get. You don't have the yad until you get the get. So how does it work? So the ksais is mechadish that this is a special svar that we only say by get, because by get you don't need a maisa kinyan. You just need a nesina. Just as v'nasim biyada, put in her hand, and therefore there's not a maisa kinyan, just a physical maisa nesina. Over there we could say ban kachas, but anywhere else where you need a real maisa kinyan, we do not say ban kachas. That's the chiddush of the ksais. The ksais itself needs beer. It's not so pasha, but al kapanim that's what he says. But lefi his havana, when it comes to lulav, where you need a real kinyan, it has to be Lachem, l'chara ban ka'achas is not going to work. That would not be an eitz over here. And so it won't be pashut to say over here ban ka'achas. So it's hadir l'duchta, the kasha, and b'sol salanter, l'fi hezavana, do you need a maisa l'kicha? How does a matana menas lahachzer work? L'chara, during the l'kicha, it was not yet yours, only became yours later on. You can't say ban ka'achas. You can't say that the kiyam is with being in your hands later on. So that's a ha'ara, l'fi b'sol salanter, and those who learn like him, how does a matana menas lahachzer work by esek? If anyone has a pshat, I'd love to hear.